Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Rodri, who says,
I want toasted jelly, the screams of those orphans.
Crommy, who says,
I want to be a mongoose. Can I be a mongoose dog?
Boxcar Robot, who says, why you hate, brah? Gaz, who says,
time to see the land of the creepers.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 36, recorded on June 5th, 2011.
And I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Bullerton.
And I'm Dr. Zoidberg.
Zoidberg?
Oh, God. No, we have an excellent guest today, Astragali.
Greetings from the wilds of Southwest Connecticut.
Oh, very nice. See, we needed some more English accents.
And it's weird. We always get our English accents from anywhere but, you know, England.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like Maz, we got from Australia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you're from where? Connecticut or
I'm
something?
I'm in Connecticut, but originally from Northern England.
Oh, the royal lands of Connecticut. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are there castles over there?
What, in Connecticut?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there should be.
You're just confused.
And you should live in one. Yes.
Yeah, do you live in a castle? Are you making a castle there out of cobblestone?
I'm perpetually confused. No, I definitely don't live in a castle.
Excellent. So, for those who don't know Astragali, I think we've mentioned your name on probably every episode we've ever done.
From episode 9 onwards, except for about 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah, we slack sometimes, so.
Yeah. But, you know, we've gamed with you for a long time. We play other games other than Minecraft even with you. Need for Speed World and, you know, some MMOs and stuff like that. But you're constantly on there building stuff, and you write a lot. I guess if you're known for something, it would be the blog that you do. You're a scribe. Yeah.
The Minecraft Scribe, yes.
I love it.
I've been doing that since February, and I really love doing it.
Do you tend to say Minecraft Scribe?
No. Oh.
Okay, I'm just working on some branding for you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So anytime we say it on the show anymore, we'll make sure we say Scribe.
So what kind of things do you write about? How do you decide what to write about?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I tend to do things that interest me. I write about the stuff I build on the Minecraft server. I write about the latest news as I find it out about Minecraft. But I also like to highlight people who aren't quite so well known, such as Shroom Girl and Jess Artisan, who's really up and coming on the server. So, you know, I'd like to expand it more as well, you know, to cover more of the community. But I just mainly do things that I enjoy, and I always have a blast doing it.
Very nice. Yeah, we can always count on you for writing up something after a big event happens, or, you know, just if anything really happens in the community. And I think that's really great. And you write very well. So
thank you very much.
Well, cool.
And the latest story was on the Capture the Record 2. So
that's correct.
I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing, but
it is
definitely
a bit wordy, I must admit.
That's okay. That's, you know, that scribes are wordy. I think it goes hand in hand with being a scribe. So I definitely want to go back and say we missed it. We were supposed to be there, and we had to bail.
You were sorely missed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I was gonna jump in right at the end like I did last time.
Well, we were too, but then our meeting ran late. I mean, till like 2 in the morning, so we didn't really have a chance to get in there. So I really felt bad missing it because I really wanted to see everybody.
Yeah, I was looking forward
to it. Next time.
Definitely next time.
In fact, let's talk more about it in this segment. Bumper, playing right now. Three.
Our Journeys.
One.
Doing it first. No, don't say
Excavation
it.
Station.
And wrong. That, oh. Wrong. 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 Wrong.
Minecraft Daily.
That was our Journey bumper.
Oh, Journey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said it beforehand. You didn't need to say it.
He never needs to say it.
So make me put you all in timeout, people.
No.
So,
Eric.
This week, yes.
Do you want to go first?
Oh, well, you know, not really. I kind of don't want to go at all. I had a pretty rough week of just working and not having AC. It was so hot in the house, and it was 90 plus degrees in the house. Very Yikes. Hot and very uncomfortable. And I had a lot of work and really getting ready for our big trip. And let's talk about that a little later. So I didn't really get to play Minecraft, and I was really looking forward to CTR, Capture the Record, that Satori held, and we missed that because of a business meeting. So, you know, so this week playing was just kind of meh. So I really caught up a lot watching Let's Plays and, you know, living vicariously through LPers. So that was my sad journey. Sorry, it wasn't much of a journey.
I played a little bit. The Shaftlands is now on 1.6.
Yay!
And cool. So I logged on to a spawn covered in tall grass.
Nice.
It actually looks kind of shaggy. Like, it used to look very clean cut. And
so are you going around mowing the lawn and stuff?
I might start doing that. I'm disappointed with the grass. It makes it makes spawn look shaggy.
You have a new job, and Notch just gave you like this big
I know
job to do. Like,
there's a world of grass out there for you to mow now.
All this obligation. It's crazy.
But I logged on and you know, just started doing what I do, and yeah, and so then I got bored, you know, and so I went Thor and started, you know, and went by spawn and started like making all kinds of lightning because you were doing your
You Thored out again.
I did, and Brent was doing a showing off his house in game, and so I started doing lightning all around, you know. And he totally ignored me the whole time. And then other people are like somebody would go, "Oh my God, what's that?" And somebody goes, "It's probably Wes vanishing and doing Thor, gah." You know?
Weak.
And I was like, "Well, it's no fun to do this anymore if everybody knows what's going on. That's not fair."
That's funny.
So,
hey, wasn't there something new you could do, like Antioch or something like that? It's like
that's been there for a while.
Oh, has it?
It's a holy hand grenade.
Yeah.
You can do it under someone's feet and it blows up under them.
Oh, neat.
You could try vanishing and doing that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I could. Yeah.
Just, you know, pick a coast that you want to fix and throw Antioch at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, you know, catch somebody's wooden house on fire. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just ban somebody for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, I could do that.
I still want to see a spleef match with two mods that are using Thor.
I still think that would be a really great idea, to come up with rules for like God spleef. You know? I mean, what if the floor was all wool and you turned on fire? And like, so not only did you have to dodge the lightning bolts that could kill you, not only did you have to, you know, avoid the wool that was, you know, the spots that were getting hit, but it would spread. And you'd get big holes in the ground.
And wow. You'd be crying.
We make holes in floor. Anyway, Brent.
Yes. Like you were saying, I had a, you know, I was trying out some streaming stuff on my computer at home. And so I figured I would give a tour of my house and ended up giving a tour of the house and the coaster. And it's really weird. It's like, I feel like my house is like big, like I've done a lot of stuff. But then showing it off, it feels like it takes 5 minutes. And you're like, well, doesn't really seem like that much, does it?
Yeah.
So, I think it's because you don't see the labyrinth of mines everywhere that, you know, anyway.
Well, if you have any understanding of how long it took to get all that iron, though, to make those rails.
Yeah.
Is that, did you cheat?
No. Okay. I got all the rails. Everything in my world is legit except for that I have played on Peaceful.
Right.
Some to get the iron.
But still,
the glass is crazy. Like, all that glass was all smelted and dug. And now I'm working under, I've got a lot of ice, as you saw if you were watching it around my thing. And I'm digging out under the ice. So I'm having to, like, plug up water. It's almost like building glass underwater. It's the same kind of tricks you got to use. But I want this flooring of just, you know, ice that is like the roof of, like, you know, a big under ice village or something.
Oh, okay.
And get rid of all the water, though, right? So there's no water under there. I thought that'd be really cool. So that's what I'm
trying. Just remember not to put any light sources near the roof.
Oh, I know. That's what I was doing when I was building my wall. I was running down and just putting light down the wall, and then I'd run back and be like, why are there holes all by my wall now? So, yeah. But besides that, well, that's about it for me. Just, you know, we're getting ready for stuff we'll talk about later.
We keep putting it off.
And they're going to be like, we're going to Target after the show. We're nice. Getting prepared. What about you, Mark?
It's been a busy week. You actually picked a good week to ask me on the show. I was very relieved.
Good.
On Wednesday, I was invited to hang out on Ash Rossi's server with him, No Seat Imperialistic, Tedinator, Thefri, Ironfruit, Bethness, and Makefile, and had an absolute blast. And the plan originally started quite innocently. We're going to go down to the caves and mine and kill things. And then Rossi said, I've got PvP turned on, and everything descended into chaos. We're just like spleefing each other, killing each other. I went to go look in one of my chests, and the next thing I knew, I was surrounded by sand blocks. It was just absolute chaos start to finish, but it was fantastic. I missed out Sugar actually as well. She was there for a little while. But sheer chaos. Then on Friday, I'd been invited by another upcoming Minecrafter, Steph Postwalk, to join her as a guest on her Let's Play series, and had a wonderful time. Spent 2.5 hours hanging out and everything, and we recorded 3 15-minute episodes, and I was killed by a zombie, had my face chewed off at the end of the second one. And it was a wonderful time. She's so sweet and charming, and she really deserves to get more people subscribing to her YouTube channel. And after that was over, I went straight across to play in Capture the Record 2 with Satori and all the others. There was only about 1.5 hours left of build time, so you know, I didn't have to feel too useless. I was able to do a few things for people and try and build things. And we were royally owned by the other team.
Yeah, it didn't last very long this time, did it?
No, it took about 40 minutes from what I've read to for Maz to find the record.
Yes, Maz got the record.
The really tragic part was that afterwards, Satori said that myself and Bones177 was next to and standing on the chest with their record in it, and she must have covered it up like 5 times. And when I found this out, I was just like, God, no! But it was still a load of fun. It was fantastic.
I have some audio clips I wanted to play. There's a 7-hour recording of the stream. If you want to watch it for 7 hours, Dutroid was the camera person, the camera girl. And so I was skimming through it. You know, I wanted to find, you know, the highlights, and especially when Maz actually finds the record, because, you know, you get the record, and then you have to take the record to the record player and put it in. And when you've done that, you win the game. So I went and captured just 30 seconds of Maz finding the record,
which we're playing right now.
Yeah. I found the record.
Oh my god.
Go.
All right.
Go.
I'll guide this. I'll guard.
You got it.
I've got it.
Where are you?
Who's got it?
I'm trying to find
I'm
a...
Oh,
there you are. Where are you?
I think I see Bitburner. Is Bitburner following you?
I'm right next to him.
Okay, where is he?
Yeah, fine.
So he's hyperventilating there. So it's getting pretty action packed, right? So everyone knows he has it. Now the next clip is Maz actually scores, right? He gets it. This one was so dramatic, I had to add some dramatic music to it. But check this out.
Go go!
Oh, God,
help me! Help me! Get it!
Oh God!
Somebody help me because
somebody's got me.
We killed it. Go, go!
Go, there's another spider, watch out!
Run, go!
Don't die!
Who is the record?
Does anybody have a...
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah! Good job, guys.
Wow, awesome work.
Yes!
That was too much excitement for me for today, I'll tell you what.
Nice. So that was the glorious... capture. Awesome job by Maz there. And this is kind of funny. Minecraft teacher was there too. And he had the final word here.
All right, guys, time to clean up. Everyone put all the blocks away. Back where you found them.
No! I don't wanna.
No! I just thought that was funny. Man, I wish we could have checked it out. But so you can watch the big stream. And in fact, we have, let's see, is it Pretzels Cast? Did a three-part highlight reel so that you can watch, you know, 7-minute chunks, and that'll be in the sightings for later, so check that out. We'll be at the next one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe we'll even all be on the same team. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Cool. It's
like,
kind of fun chopping
like Clan Stack
next.
Or something?
Yeah. Ooh,
like,
Clan Stack! Clan Stack!
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Let's, anything else for these crazy journeys and all this stuff going on?
I do have one other thing. I think that you should join Audible. I think you should get onto audibletrial.com/theshaft. And I think you should get a 2-week free trial and check out an audiobook and see how wonderful Audible is.
Yes. Do you read books, Astra?
I do read books. Unfortunately, I don't listen to audiobooks because if I'm trying to deal with a narrative, I prefer to read it rather than hear it. But I read books voraciously. Just love them.
I used to read voraciously, and then I got busy with this life thing, and now I'm not able to read as much. So I really, like, especially when I was a salesman, I loved audiobooks. I just had them going on the car all the time.
Yeah.
And then every time I got in the car, I just would, I would.
And then it's story time.
Yes.
In the car.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, audiobooks are awesome for cars and stuff. I mean, I just can't sit down and read. I can't read words. It's just, all of my senses are just like, bored, I'm bored. There's nothing to, I need to hear something. I need to see something. I need something. So audiobooks is perfect because I can get that through my ears and be hearing a story while my other senses are doing other things. I'm driving or doing something, creating something. I don't know. So
instead of watching with your eyeballs, you can hear with your earballs.
Yeah, there you go. So you can get a 2-week free trial and a credit to get a book. And you could go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. It helps us out. And thanks, Audible, for sponsoring us. Go get a book.
Or
and
two.
With that, or two. Or six. Well,
why stop there?
It's
keep going.
Time.
There's larger numbers than that, Eric. You can keep going.
It's time for the big one. It's time for this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Yo, yo, yo. This week in Minecraft, we had a big announcement with...
Okay.
So... With, what?
So, should we make it official? We hinted at it last week, and if you've been following our Twitter, then you know we're going to E3 this week.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! That was three E's in a row.
So if you live in the area or you're going, let us know so we can hook up and go out to get a few drinks or dinner, lunch, something. Come by the booth. Basically, we're going to be in the booth a lot over the weekend promoting the Xperia Play week. Yeah, that's right. It's so confusing that it's during the week. It's from Tuesday to Thursday. We will be there with Minecraft Chick. She'll be in the booth with us as well as Notch. And we'll probably be at different times. Like, she's doing her thing and we're doing
our
thing.
Actually, we have one session together on Wednesday from 11 to, what was it, 11 to 2, something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be in there. We're going to be in the booth with her.
And the Mojang guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Well, and the schedule that's on the Mojang blog isn't actually the right schedule
for
us. That's actually different.
Okay.
It's, and we'll know the full schedule once we get there and everything, but we're actually going to be in the booth a little more playing. So come by and see us. And
it's going to be so fun. We're gonna go to parties with Mojang, and it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Bebop is going to be there as well.
Yep, Bebop
Fox is going to be there. He's actually going to be a cameraman for Minecraft Chick.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rules about streaming video and stuff that makes it very hard to do. And we can't even get the rules until we get there. But from what we've heard, you can only stream for like a few minutes at a time, and then you got to have a certain amount of time where you can't stream. So we probably won't be streaming video is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to stream the podcast on Sunday.
Yeah. Stream it from our hotel room, maybe streaming outside of E3.
Well, if we just do audio, we might be able to just stream the audio.
True.
And we've got to see who we're going to get down there and who has time and that sort of thing. Maybe even after E3 itself.
Right.
We will be putting up a lot of videos through the day as we talk to people. We're going to record and get those up on our channel. You can also make sure you're subscribed to this feed. And if you're interested in more than just Minecraft, also subscribe to the Nation of Gamers feed, because we'll be putting out videos for Nation of Gamers as well, for anything that doesn't deal with Minecraft. So we're super excited.
Yes, yes.
At least I am. These guys are kind of, we gotta go to E3.
Yeah. We gotta party with all the big names. Oh, man.
It's going to be terrible.
But to kind of clarify, the booth that we're in is the Sony Ericsson booth.
713, I believe.
713 is the number. And you can get a map. You can check out the layout on E3's website and see where we are. And Machinima is going to be kind of right next to us.
Cool.
And so we'll get to meet all those guys. And... wow, it's gonna be crazy. So the Sony Ericsson booth, we're gonna be showing off the Xperia Play. Of course, this is the Minecraft Pocket Edition, which basically it's a PlayStation phone. It's a touch screen. It's big. It's a Android device, but with a little slide out for your analog it's a gamepad that slides out. It's a sweet phone. I can't wait to play it. Is what I'm getting at here. So, wow, it's going to be exciting. And we're going to leave tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not packed.
So when you hear this episode, we are going to be in flight, or we're going to be there already, or something. So really check out. So be watching our Twitter if you're interested in seeing all like what we're going to be doing there. The Shaft Podcast. Follow that on Twitter. We're going to be spamming the Twitters. And the Facebook.
Actually,
too?
Can I just add something real quick?
Yes, yeah. You can.
Sorry. When I tweeted out about that I was going to be on the show, I was really excited. And then, of course, Minecraft chick comes back and she goes, I'm going to go meet Notch. And I sent her a direct message going, oh, thanks for showing me up. Way to upstage me.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled for all you guys. I hope you have a great time.
Oh, that's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
And this is our first time to E3 at all, so.
Yeah. My first time to L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
I've
been to the LAX airport, but that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Because I didn't walk outside. This is going to be craziness.
Well, and hopefully we'll make it in one piece and not a bunch of pieces.
Yeah.
That we'll have to put together.
Hopefully we don't get stabbed.
Hopefully there's no creepers hiding in our baggage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't say that, should I?
What, getting stabbed?
Yeah. We're not going to get stabbed,
right? The
first
hotel we looked at, half the reviews were about stabbings. It wasn't just bad reviews. It was bad reviews about being stabbed.
Yeah, what
is the one we're staying in?
Yes.
No. Oh. It was the other one.
I thought it was. Well, the one we're staying in had a review that said, I wouldn't even let my pet stay there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. You know, whatever. It's just a place to sleep. It's better than the street.
Yeah, you know? It is. That's true.
I think. I don't know. Streets might be actually kind of nice in Hollywood. No, they're probably not. Well, let's move it on.
Well, we got some, news for, or not, maybe you should tell us about this, Mark. I know there was a thing I saw on the Minecraft thing about a computer or something.
Oh, you mean the donation drive?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is that about a month or so ago, Bitburner very kindly set up a community spotlight for me on Minecraft.com, and part of that was starting a donation drive in the hopes of getting me a new computer, because the one I've got can barely play Minecraft, let alone do all the things that people would like me to do, like Let's Plays and what have you. And so he's either trying to get me the money to have a completely new computer, or simply to have one of his old ones, all of which are better than mine, shipped to me. So far, it's not been going too well, but we found out earlier this week, courtesy of my brother, that the donation button hasn't been working. But thankfully, now Bits fixed it. So I know it sounds like begging, and I do feel a little bit ashamed, but if anyone would like to donate to try and help me get a new PC so I can do more stuffs, go to minecraft.com, and you should find the donation button there.
Yeah, well,
very cool. So
I would love it if you had a good computer too, because you know, playing games with this guy, he's like, "Oh, sorry, I can't do it. Can't do it."
It's frustrating. It really is. You know, you guys are all playing like TF2 or Magicka or whatever, and I'm like, I can't play.
Yeah,
I'll see you in Minecraft or Need for Speed World or something.
No doubt.
Well, very cool. Well, hopefully there'll be a new machine soon.
Yes.
And speaking of Minecraft, we had an update.
Yes.
Yeah, we had another one. Yeah,
a little point update.
Yep.
Yeah, on May 31st, we got 1.6.6. We're almost 1.7. This one got some cool, weird stuff, like bone meal. You can grow tall grass with it, mm-hmm. and flowers. Yep. You just tap bone meal onto a grass block, and you have grass. And then Wes has to come by and mow it. And he's all mad.
Shut up. I like the one where glowstone drops more loot.
Yep, and now glowstone or cloth blocks, you don't need as many materials. You only need to do 2x2, not 3x3.
So that's good. I think he was listening to the show last time.
I know, that's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem logical that if you break a glowstone block, you should have a chance of getting an entire glowstone block out of it.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I heard was that the beds no longer explode to get stuff or something.
That's not true. Sorry to interrupt, that's not true. We're running 1.6.6 on the Minecraft server, and the beds do still explode very violently.
Now, but will they destroy the violently? Will they destroy glowstone now that glowstone is like stone instead of glass?
It's like a double strength creeper blast. It does demolish the landscape.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've actually been mining with beds. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
That's great. Yeah, that was your idea last week, wasn't it, Brent?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then someone tweeted to me and said, thanks for saying it on the show, because now you fixed it where it doesn't do that. So, hey, I'm going to have to ignore people's tweets from now on.
Maybe SMP hasn't been updated to the single player.
That's true.
SSP.
Is that how they sounded when they said that, Brent?
Yes.
In my head.
No.
Of course.
Actually, it was a relief that 1.6.6 came out, because Notch hadn't realized just how bad things were. He'd done all his, what he thought were the bug fixes, and came online to take a look, and the internet's going, oh my God, it's like totally broken. So he was desperately he came in on the Saturday to do some more programming and made things at least a little better for us.
Yeah.
I read a tweet a little while ago. He's programming in his room at E3. Crazy man.
Yeah. You know, speaking of beds, I was backtracking a few old episodes. I was trying to grab some nuggets for a project. And on the Co episode, we talked about beds. And, you know, this is, of course, way before beds. And it was a caller that called in about the bed idea. And we're talking about, and it's really a lot of detail. And it's like, well, what would happen if you went to sleep? Well, I don't know. Maybe it would just, you know, fast forward a couple hours, maybe till the next day. And then we're like, well, how would that? It's really weird to listen to now, you know. And I'm like, whoa. Anyway, it's kind of cool. Well, let's see what else got into this 1.66. Boats float up to the surface quicker.
Yeah, most of the rest of the stuff's not very
awesome.
Yeah.
Now, there was, because we got an email that was like, I knew Herobrine was in the game. Dude, it was a joke, okay? Notch put in the, you know, on his side or in the patch notes that removed Herobrine. It was a joke. He was not in the game. I promise you.
Even That's Minecraft right. has conspiracy theories.
That's right.
Now, next week when they release 1.7, he put Herobrine back in the game, then
we can debate it.
Right.
Business.
So 1.7 is still supposed to be the adventure update.
Do we know any more about that yet?
No.
Until we ask them on next week in person?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're going to ask them in person.
I'm going to give them a big bear hug, too.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully I can.
I think I scared him.
A lot of people want to hug him. You know, Paul Swartz Jr. did his thank you video last week and said he was going to hug him when he sees him. When I see you, I'm going to hug you. I'm going to track you down, boy.
That was actually our Let's Play video. Maybe for you the didn't day, see. Too.
Oh, cool. Very good.
So we'll talk about that later, or we won't talk about it. We'll just link to it.
Eric.
There, we got it out of the way.
Should you be in the Minecraft documentary?
No.
Brent, should you be in the Minecraft documentary?
Yes.
I think I should be in the Minecraft documentary.
Okay, I want to be in it, too.
Nope, too late.
Too late.
If you guys are in it, I want to be in it.
You had your choice. You had your chance.
You had a chance.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take Astra with us instead.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be the cameraman. So, if you think you want to be in the documentary, if you got the chops, then you should contact Two Player Productions. We'll link to this article where they are basically kind of doing a call out to the public and saying, "Hey, what's your story? If it's fascinating, if you have a fascinating Minecraft related story, then send them a message, and they want to know about it. So, they're on the hunt."
On the hunt for an interview,
and we're gonna see them too. Two Player Productions, the ones doing the documentary, are gonna be at E3. Cool. So we're gonna get to hang out with those guys. That's gonna be fun.
Excellent. Speaking of excellent, we talked to Carl some more.
We did, yeah. Carl Manet. We talked to him briefly last week, and he talked about the Xperia Play and the Minecraft Pocket Edition. And this week, we just kind of picked his brain about, just life as a Mojanger, as a CEO.
Mojanger?
Yeah, the CEO.
That's what's right. It like to be a Janger?
A Janger, Mojanger. Janger. But he's an awesome dude. And so, here is the interview.
Jing-jing. First of all, just so people know, your Carl, is it Mana or is it Mana?
No one can pronounce his name. It's actually Mane.
Mane?
Mane. It's an African name. My wife's dad is from Gambia in Africa. And when we got married a couple of years ago, I took her name because that was cooler than my own.
Yeah, I didn't have that luxury. My wife's name was Subchinsky.
Okay.
And so she was like, no, I'm getting rid of my last name. Sorry. But you're the managing director. Mojang is your title. What does that detail is like a day-to-day basis, like what you do there?
Okay, so basically it's doing everything else than developing the games. So it's taking care of, everything from, hiring people, finding the office space, putting up the infrastructure for the company, economy handling, lawyers, and all that sweet stuff. actually most of my time is currently in, skewed towards business development, which is a lot of fun. So the partnership that we're announcing on E3 and stuff, that's on my table. So that's basically it. And I'm working a lot closely with Daniel Kaplan, who's the business developer here at Mojang. And we're also involved in all the PR stuff and, talking to media and sort of coordinating everything. Our role is to be a firewall for the developers. We want, each person to do what they're best at, and the game developers are definitely, that's what they're best at. They're world-class people at what they do, and every minute away from that is a shame. So we're trying to keep everything else away from them.
I can imagine that there has been a very large fire hose of attention that you have had to deflect over the past year.
Yeah, my inbox is insane.
So have you had to hire a managing director for the managing director?
I should, shouldn't I? And then I can go on vacation.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure you'll see an application from Wes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to that.
So, and with all the exciting stuff coming out from Minecraft, are y'all working on more merchandising stuff, like the shirts, like the wind-up creepers that Two Player Productions is getting from that? Maybe a deal with Legos or Mega Bloks for kids?
Yeah, we're working with Jinx as our official merch partner, and we have some amazing stuff coming out. The easy stuff is already out there, that easy to develop, like the t-shirts and such, and we also do stuff with ThinkGeek. But then there are other, you know, the cooler stuff, which is coming out with Jinx, is, you know, have longer lead times. So that's why that is taking a while. But we have a bunch of stuff in production, so hopefully during the summer we'll add another patch of cool stuff, and definitely during the fall there will be a lot of cool Minecraft merchandise.
One thing that came up in an interview we did with the Minecraft teacher, he was talking about buying copies of the game for his students, because he's teaching Minecraft in the classroom. Do y'all have any plans in the future for some sort of educational discount or some way for schools to get more involved and get kids started at an early age?
Yeah, actually, we are. There's a Finnish company started by a bunch of teachers who are developing sort of what do they call it? EduMinecraft or something like that. it has gotten a lot of attention in Finland. Finland is known for being very innovative and forward-thinking when it comes to education. They are often rated as one of the best educational systems in the world. And now they are taking on Minecraft as an educational tool. So they are developing sort of a package to sell to teachers or schools, and that includes a bunch of codes from us and educational material to use Minecraft in their teaching. So I think they are aiming to launch that in August, I think it is, and they have already sold it to a few schools as a test. And so that's going to be exciting to follow and see. You know, it's not part of our, you know, a world domination plan. We think it's just a fun idea.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. If world domination is influencing minds of all ages, then you're set there.
Yeah exactly. We take them a young age.
And I'm not sure if this falls too much in the development aspect of the game, but do you think once the game is released, does Mojang have any plans of running their own servers, or maybe possibly a larger MMO server?
Yeah, we don't have any finalized plan around that, but it's definitely something we are discussing and planning around. So hopefully in some form, that's going to happen. We think that it's going to be beneficial for the community to have sort of certified servers where you can have, you know, official statistics around different types of gameplay. We hope that you know, with the mod API coming out, that, you know, all kinds of different fun mods will be created, and around that it could be useful to have certified servers.
Well, speaking of the mod API, we know Notch tweeted that it's going to be free, and y'all are working up how to actually implement that and get that out. Is there any more news about that? Can people expect that to come out fairly soon?
Well, there are quite a lot of work to be done there before it's sort of ready for access. And that was a experience when we announced that, because we had thought it really well through. That's what we thought about before, and the community reaction was really strong when we said that we wanted to charge for the license to get access to the code. But it was not, again, intentional to make revenue out of developers developing for the game. It was more a measure of having, you know, a bar of quality for the developers.
Yeah, I've seen that in a lot of stuff. I work in restaurants and things like that, and usually when you're giving something away for free, the floodgates are open a little too wide. And even if you just charge a modest sum, you'll get a positive, you know, reaction from it. And yeah. I was very surprised at the outrage as well. I thought it was a very moderate and good plan, and then everything blew up, and I was like, wait, how did that happen?
Yeah. That's exactly our reaction. But then we, you know, just to calm the community, we showed them that it was not our intention to make money out of developers, so we put the price to zero. Maybe we can find another way to, you know, assure quality, because when it comes down to it, it's about giving the end user a good experience. And you know, if it's too hard to find quality in the mod community, that's not going to work for us. So it's We'll find a way, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's almost like you need some sort of like Mojang approved mods. Like, hopefully, you know, the modding computer in Bucket or something will have a set list, and as things are, you know, quality, y'all can kind of point to them.
Yeah.
And speaking of mods and Bucket and plugins, there's been a lot of talk about things like pistons and mo creatures and things like that. Are we going to see more of these integrated into the game in the future? And is Jeb still working on pistons for Minecraft?
Currently, Jeb is actually working on the mobile version because we needed some more effort to finalize stuff for E3. But he'll probably get back to the core Minecraft development after E3 or during the summer. The mods, yeah, definitely. That's, you know, our intention with the mod API. That, you know, if people do cool stuff, that's and in collaboration with these modders. We're definitely open to discussing, you know, incorporating it into the core Minecraft.
Some other things we had talked with when we talked to EZ, she was talked about how she was one of the people who came up with the concept of gas. Have you actually like recommended anything for the game and had it end up in there?
No. That's a simple answer. I don't think so. I mean, I'm definitely not even near these guys when it comes to gameplay. I probably, you know, say if I think something is cool or not. But you know, I try to keep away from you know, that the game development, because I think we have people in Mojang that are far better than I am on that.
Your plate's pretty full as it is.
Yeah,
exactly. Because all you need to do is come up with a good idea, and they're like, "Hey, cool, we'll ask you more stuff." And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. we got a couple questions from listeners as well. We have one from this one's from Cactar Lol. Who asked, how does working at Mojang compare to other jobs? And do you find the team needs motivation and direction, hitting their targets and goals on time, or are they pretty self-sufficient?
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't think you can compare working for Mojang with any company. It's. I think you have to experience it to see. But we are experiencing, you know, an extreme pressure from, you know, millions of players and other different actors. Myself, I think I've spoken to more than 100 venture capitalists the last couple of months only, just people that want to invest in us and they want to do partnerships with us. So it's, in that sense, it's really extreme. And then, you know, in-house we have a fantastic way of developing when it comes to, you know, keeping the creativity up. It's a very vibrant and fun environment at Mojang with, you know, people are extremely focused and skilled at what they do. So there are no real, you know, we don't need to motivate people to work hard because people want to do that and want to do their best. I think what is helpful is to put in, you know, some kind of method around developing. Right now we're working with Kanban for Minecraft and Scrum for scrolls. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's sort of a iterative developing methods where you you know, have short cycles and iterate quickly. And so we work with that. We have update meetings every morning. We try to keep meetings to a minimum. So we time them to 15 minutes in the morning, and that's it. So everyone gives their update of what they did yesterday and what they're doing today. So that gives us sort of a good spread of information in the company. And then we have a Monday meeting where we go through the you know, overall stuff and just what's happening in the near future. In the beginning of the year, we had some strategy meetings and stuff. But other than that, we try to keep meetings to a minimum and let information flow between people since we're sitting in the same room. And that seems to work really well because we get a lot of stuff done.
I bet sometimes you have to shut off the walls. I can imagine that periodically you have to, you know, turn off the phones, you know, stop all people from walking in the front door, and just kind of take a breath and relax with all the attention you guys have right now.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel and myself, we try a method now when we try to jam all meetings into Mondays and Tuesdays, and try to have, you know, 3 days of meeting less days, and then that seems to be well, it doesn't work fully because, you know, not all people can only meet on Mondays and Tuesdays, but if it seems to work, and we tend to get a lot of stuff done at the end of the week.
Right.
And then, of course, we have Friday gaming sessions. You know, so after lunch on Fridays, we play games. And I think that's also part of the sort of environment that we want to build in the company, to have a fun environment where people enjoy and want to work.
Yeah, it seems more of a family than a company, and that's really cool.
Yeah, and you know, we communicate from when we wake up until we go to sleep.
If you do go to sleep, right?
Yeah. At some point, I think three or four people at Mojang has actually lived in the same apartment. Now they found their own places, but it's really like a family there.
Soon you'll have a compound. Everybody's houses will be around it. You know, you'll have a
built out of cobblestone.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you have plans to expand the company before the year is up, hiring a lot of new people?
We're trying not to. No. That's part of the philosophy that I think, if you grow too fast and become too big, I think the organization is going to be stale, especially if we grow, if you add too many people in a short time span, then, you know, the roles are not set. Right now, with 9 people, we've found a really good pace with these 9 people. And then, obviously, we could add 20 people. There is no, there are many tasks to be filled. But I think to be able to move quickly and take decisions quickly, I think we need to be small. So maybe we'll add 1 or 2 people this year, but not more than that.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems like with how y'all operate, y'all might have different obstacles of when you're hiring someone, of kind of integrating them into the team and make them part of the family. It seems like more difficult to actually have them mesh than if you have a big company and you just kind of throw them into a big cube farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Mojang is a lot about culture. I mean, the person that will come into this place will have to, adapt to the culture or become a part of it, because otherwise it wouldn't work. If you're looking for a 9-to-5 job and sit at your desk, I don't think Mojang is the right place to be. It's people that have more ambition than that and want to create something for a huge audience and like to communicate with people. And I think we've found a great group that does that.
I would think that you would need to be good with a Nerf gun to work at Mojang, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a requirement.
Yeah, there must be some fun hazing when someone new comes on.
Yeah. we got some, what do you call that in English? Some cars that you run on, small cars that you run from a remote thing.
Remote control cars, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So that's the new thing in the office right now. People are playing with that.
Nice. Next will be those little helicopters that you fly around.
We had that yesterday, actually.
Was it my same experience where it's not really fly around, it's flying to the ceiling, hit the floor. Flying to the ceiling, hit the floor.
Pretty much. This one had actually a small little cannon on them, so you can shoot a little arrow from it.
Oh, nice. So it'd be flying to the ceiling, watch the dart fly, and then hit the floor.
You know, it would be kind of neat to have a webcam on one of those, and you could have the community members be able to control them and hit.
Oh, you'd like
hit
that.
People in the head. And
look, he's getting up from his desk. Shoot him.
Yeah, we get a lot of requests for having a live cam in the office. I don't know if that I think that draws the line for us.
That does seem like a little bit of a bad idea.
Yeah. Although fascinating.
Yeah. He's picking his nose.
Well, I guess that's kind of all the general questions we had and from the community. I mean, we'd love to get you back on at some other time and get more questions as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, let's do that.
And of course, you know, everyone else from Mojang. Yeah, we this is early for us, so we woke up and ran down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting our Minecraft fill right after this.
I have a vat of coffee in front of me.
Awesome. What time is it there?
It is now 9:30.
Yeah. 9:30 a.m. Okay. Yep.
Not too bad, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, not too bad. But I work part-time at a restaurant. And I was at work till 11 o'clock last night, so so this morning I'm like
But yeah,
I work till 1 a.m. so
wow.
Yeah, so he doesn't feel your pain there, Wes.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So when my wife met you at the GDC.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
She was so embarrassed. She came up. She goes, "You're gonna be so mad at me." She goes, "I forgot your podcast name."
That's so funny.
But she's like, "Yeah, I met him. Her cousin works for Double Fine." And she was out there for a conference with her at work, and he dragged her out to the GDC, and so I was all jealous.
Oh, okay. And that was amazing. It was the first time we sort of met the community up front, and it was just, you know, Notch was just a rock star at that time. At GDC. You know, wherever he went, there were hundreds of people following him, like he was a, you know, like a swarm around him, and
like trying to tear his clothes off. And yeah, stuff.
Play the Beatles all over.
Yeah, cool. And so, you know, we brought the Steve heads to GDC.
Yeah,
the you saw them, the cardboard
heads. Oh yeah, those are great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so, and we brought 100 of them, and we said that, you know, if you come to our booth with a blue t-shirt, we'll hand that one out, because Steve has a blue t-shirt. And so when the show opened, you know, we heard the bell, and we were unpacking the boxes, and, you know, we turned around, and there were like 50 or 100 people in blue t-shirts standing quietly waiting.
Oh, that's creepy.
That was creepy.
Yeah, we actually had another guy who works with us a lot was at PAX East, and he got second place in a flash build contest doing the Shaft logo. So I think he won one too. But
yeah, and that shipment got lost. I've been struggling with that. Schenker, the shipping company, screwed up royally, and it was stuck somewhere. And I think we found them 2 weeks ago, and this guy who organized the event at PAX East is apparently sending it out. So if your friend there gave him the address, he should get one by mail soon.
Oh, okay, cool. This has been so awesome, Carl.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
Let's do it again soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
If you insist.
And you have a wonderful day, and go give Notch a hug.
Yeah.
Just because he needs one.
Yeah, he definitely needs one. He's a bit stressed now for everything that needs to be done for E3, but he needs a hug.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, talk to you soon, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yay!
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, Carl's a great guy. Thanks, Carl, for meeting with us and talking to us.
And putting up with us.
Yes. So we're gonna be able to give Notch a hug in person. So
And that was awesome being able to talk to him. I mean, that was the whole kind of catalyst for getting to go to E3. So that was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, just how open they are.
Yeah, and you know, I saw Carl tweeting yesterday that he was on the plane. Actually, a lot of the Mojang guys were on the plane, just tweeting back and forth. And, man, getting ready.
Well, and speaking of Twitter, before we move on from the Minecraft news and whatever, the chat room kind of reminded me of some stuff that Jeb was Twittering about the 1.7 update, or in the future also. One is Pistons.
For 1.7?
I think that's for 1.7. The other one is Shears. A new tool that you'll use for there's four blocks that he mentions. One is wool, So you'll be able to shear sheep to get wool.
So no more slapping a sheep.
Well, also animals will be more persistent soon. I'm not sure what he means by that, but regrowth will be necessary to get wool from them.
Interesting.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll start without wool and then grow wool, or maybe they'll be young and have to.
Well, maybe they just won't spawn all the time, and like your sheep that are have spawned on the map will stay on the map, and if you haven't. You know, if you've already knocked all the wool off of them, you can't just go around and spawn new ones. You've got to work with the ones that you have.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Yep. And also, you'll be able to defuse TNT with shears. I guess snipping the fuse off.
Cut the blue wire! Cut the blue one!
And then the last one is a mystery block. So that'll be...
Bum, bum, bum.
Mystery block.
Is this like the Mystery Mouse Catool?
Like maybe you'll be able to shear your wolves.
Could be.
Trim their fur and make them look different so you can tell.
Maybe it's a block with a top hat and a monocle. And he's like, you know, maybe. Could be. I don't know.
What? When I saw Jeb had tweeted about it, he originally said that it had got a mystery fourth use. And I thought, it's just as well there aren't rams in Minecraft, because then we know what to use the shears for.
Yes.
Rams?
Yes, we want no feral sheep around here.
Wait, what do you do with a shear and a ram?
If you don't know, I ain't
talking. Oh, am I supposed to know? Oh, maybe this is not something we should talk about?
Yeah.
Why am I always the one in the dark?
Tone of the show here.
I never know what you guys
are.
Let's just
say you
wouldn't
be using the shears on the top of the ram.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, another thing that he tweeted about was that multiplayer server list is a necessity. So that's kind of cool. I don't know if that's 1.7 or future, but good stuff. Jeb's obviously back on Minecraft and working hard with Notch.
Indeed.
Yay. Did you like those dramatic pauses?
I did. Very, very lovely.
I'm trying to cut out the listening to that stupid interview now. I'm like, I say way too much. Mm. And now you're going to hear it for the rest of the show every time I say it.
That's strange listening to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then. What else? Mystery block. I'm excited. I want to know.
We've got a bumper for this next segment that was sent in by someone that's online.
Yes. Here it is.
In a world composed entirely of three-dimensional blocks, one podcast seeks the truth, but they are not alone. These are the listener contributions.
It was a classic. I had to play it again. He sent that to us maybe 10 episodes ago. I don't remember, but...
Episode 19, if we're going to be picky about it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, quit being picky, Eric. Jeez.
Excellent. All right. Listener contributions.
Thank you.
So, once again, this is where we, you send us things that aren't excavation station and questions and things like that, and we talk about it. So, let's talk about it. This first one here is from Reddit, which is a great place to leave all this stuff, is reddit.com/r/theshaft. This one is from Gawtribe. He says, do you wish rain and snow would fall at different rates so you get different types of rain, like a drizzle to a downpour and anything in between? What do you think, Wes?
I think that is a good idea. I do think that it would be cool for maybe for you just to get like a cloudy day with no rain, you know, and then maybe it, you know, sprinkles a little bit, but you don't know if it's going to be a downpour. And then, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Maybe you could get you could see rainbows in a light rain.
Yeah.
A drizzle.
Yeah.
A drizzle.
And
a drizzle is pretty good for your DLGG, you see.
Anyway.
And what if in that light rain you see the rainbow, and then after the rainbow goes away, if you find the end of where the rainbow hit, there's a gold pot with diamonds in it.
Yeah, and Snoop Dogg pops out. He's like, what's up? I like it.
Is he drinking Pepsi?
Yeah, he is. He's okay. Pouring it out on the ground.
I did run. I found the edge of a rainstorm the other day. Like, I was just hanging out, and all of a sudden it started raining one block next to me. And there was this wall of rain. Like, obviously it was raining in that chunk in this chunk, you know?
Right, right.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
You want to read this next one, Astrogali?
Okay, sure. It's from Siobhan, I hope I get that right, a.k.a. 79Shiv97. When I'm playing multiplayer Minecraft, I love having a voice chat program such as Ventrilo or Mumble open so that I can physically talk with the people I'm playing with. It really adds another layer of fun to the game for me. What are your thoughts on voice chat?
We all used to do voice chat a lot more than we do now. We used to get on Vent a lot more than we get on it now.
Well, I go
I'm
through
on
I
Mumble
go through,
more now.
I go through phases, yeah. I mean, if I don't, usually it's because I'm listening to music or something like that that I don't want to get on there and talk because I know that I'll have to shut it off or whatever, or watching a show or doing, you know, kind of multitasking like that, but I like chatting.
I find it hard to get on our Vent sometimes because I feel like I have to be a mod too, and I don't want to be Mr. Police while I'm there. I don't want to be like,
yeah,
quit, you know, saying those dirty words because we're PG-13 or something, or
yeah,
you know. So I normally just kind of ignore that stuff and don't log on.
Well, yeah. I've talked about this on our other podcasts before. I find that I usually end up in a channel with someone who doesn't understand that they shouldn't be talking nonstop.
You always have chat issues.
Yes, yeah. And so I get frustrated. I get frustrated with I'd love to hang out with people, but like nobody actually enjoys the quiet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like you can tell the old school Vent people because they'll all be in a channel playing a game together and they'll say something like, somebody will say something like once every 5 or 10 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of the like new Vent people will just be nonstop, just blah, 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 blah.
Whatever they're thinking about.
And whenever I want to say anything and I have to feel like I'm interrupting someone every time I want to say something, it makes me feel kind of like a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well,
what's the rule of Vent?
Oh, if you're talking more than anyone else,
yeah,
then you should probably leave. Is that what it is?
Or quit talking, let someone else have a turn.
Well, see, it gets me when it's the other way around and no one is talking at all. And I'm like, why do I have my headset on? It's completely silent. I could be listening to music or doing something because no one's talking. And it's usually because it's real late and everybody's tired.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm 50-50. I actually like it when people say stuff, it's because they have like something really to add, not just, you know,
right,
jabba-jawing.
Well, you know, if we had voice chat in the game, if it was implemented, that would be the best thing, because if it's proximity based, and we've talked about this before, but if you're within a certain proximity, then you can hear people talking, and if someone talks too much, get away from them.
Yeah.
Like physically walk away from the person so that you don't hear them anymore. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And in fact, let's ask Notch about that when we see him next week. I mean, I still think it's what? Should we make an awesome list of things to bug him about?
Well, yeah, we'll have our own little excavation station with Notch.
Yeah. So.
Meteors. Okay. The Mighty Van says, I was simply wondering if there is a chief skin.
Oh, God.
I have been looking for an epic skin, but I have decided the only one epic enough for me to wear on the Shaftlands is a chief skin. Now, this is a throwback from our old Control Point podcast. Yes. What do you think, Eric?
A chief skin?
I thought there was one. Didn't somebody make one?
You know, maybe. You know, it's. I guess you could do the hat and everything, or the. The feathered headdress.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what that's what
yeah.
it's called?
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, I don't think there's not an official one. There's not one that I've blessed yet. So, put it forth in my presence and I will bless it. And then there will be an official chief skin.
Yes.
And you can send that to, what's our email address?
TheShaft@deadworkers.com.
TheShaft@deadworkers.com. Send in your chief skin.
Seal of approval.
Yes, I'll pick the coolest one, and that will be the official one. How about
you
that?
Too can take part in this 3-year-old meme.
Yeah, that most people either don't understand or hate.
Real 10's question of the week. Do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
You can read it. This is Real 10's been sending these in each week, and once he gets some mics that work well, he will be doing audio for them, so we're going to continue reading them.
And his thing is, when you get your first map, what would you map out?
And this was last week's question. And the the best answer he had was from Glup.
And it said, my room. And then I would finally find that remote.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Okay. So this week's question.
What does Eric have in his pocket?
So I guess maybe we should guess, the three of us guess, and then you'll show us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is it cheating looking at the table?
Probably.
I'm going to go with iPhone.
I am going to say...
Do you have to guess everything?
No, I just got to get one.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Is there a memory stick in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Wait,
let Astragali go.
Oh, okay.
I think he's got a creeper in his pocket. Something is making a hissing sound in there, at least.
Wow.
Watch out.
That's not a creeper in my pocket.
Blow. And I hate to point this one out to you, Wes, but the memory stick's right here.
Oh, yes, I have one every week when I get here, and this week I don't have my USB thing, but I do have an iPhone, and I have a wallet, of course, and then I have these things that keep making noises when I walk. Couple keys. I don't have a key ring, but I have a handful of keys in my pocket. So, and that's it. Exciting question that was.
Yes. Best question of the week ever.
And I think it's funny because that's a question that Eric seems to always ask people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to, invade someone's privacy like that.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fun.
I'm just glad you formed it as in your pocket, not like what's in your pants.
Right. Creeper. We already established it.
Yeah.
So, Astragali, what's in your pocket?
Just a handkerchief.
Oh.
That is so British.
It is.
There's a reason for it.
Sure.
To wear these shorts that have got very loose waistbands. So if I put too much in there, you'd be seeing far too much.
Oh.
And let's stop right there.
Yeah. And his other pocket is Harry Potter. Drinking some water.
Oh dear. Shall we continue?
Yes.
Harry Potter.
We shall.
We will. Okay.
Harry.
Build this next bumper for me.
Harry. Are we done with the old listener contributions?
Yes.
Okay. Then away we go.
Excavation Station.
Yes. Yes. This is it. This is where we propose new features.
Brent's got something down here.
Oh, I do. Man, I don't even remember putting this here.
Oh.
Did we talk about this last week?
It seems like I talked about it like years ago. Is this a copy ever?
It was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
But yeah, I was just thinking maybe Dream World for when using a bed in the Nether.
Yeah.
Instead of explosions.
Yeah.
Instead of dying, something good should happen.
Is this like something like we talked last week about procedurally generated dreams, but this is an actual world that you walk into and interact with?
Yeah, and it can actually be like a world that was built by, the mod, the admin of the server or other people, and maybe there's a small chance of going there. And it doesn't have to be in the Nether. I guess you could just say when you go to sleep, you have a chance for going there in SMP.
I like it.
What would it look like?
Whatever the admin decided.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, it could be the Nether, or it could be some weird, crazy world. Maybe if you could even have it where you have access to all blocks, if it's on a server where you don't, And so it's almost like your dream world is a creative mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, creative mode.
Mm-hmm. And persistent.
That's very adventure, very GM. Like game master kind of, you know what I mean?
Well,
I think
it adds some exciting too. I mean, like right now on SMP to like use your bed, it seems kind of difficult,
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried since the new patch. Is it still everybody has to get in there at one time for it to work?
As far as I know.
So maybe it should just go somewhere different, whatever.
Right.
What about you, Mark? What have you got?
I've got a few things, so I'll try and keep them short. First of all, I think that sleeping in a bed should restore at least some health, because in real life, you get rest when you sleep. I was very disappointed when that wasn't added in when they put in bed, so I'd like to see that for a start.
I agree with you.
Doesn't it heal like half a heart or something?
It doesn't do anything. I've tried it.
That was a rumor. Yeah.
I agree with you. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
Yay.
Number two. This is an extension of Brent's excavation station idea from last week. I'd like to see alarm clocks in the game. That way we can sleep at any time and we can choose when the alarm clock's going to wake us up. And if you tie that in with the first suggestion, you know, if you only slept for a few minutes, you'd only get maybe half a heart. If you slept for like a full day, you'd get full restoration.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Legitimate once again.
Yeah, that's the good one.
Do I need to fasten my seatbelt?
Okay, this is the one I've been dreading all week. I want to see coloured water. Now, before all of you give me a big, fat, raspberry-flavoured thumbs down, I'd just like to make a case for it.
Sorry. Continue, sorry.
I haven't said it yet. A lot of people do adventure maps.
Sorry again. He's mad at me.
That's how I see this is going to be. I'm talking anyway.
What's even worse is I'm over here egging him on going, press it.
And I don't see any of it. Shall I move on to number four?
No.
Colored water.
Water.
Yeah. On adventure maps, you could use it to add atmosphere. So red for pools of blood. If you were having like an El Dorado type scenario, you could have yellow water to be like waterfalls of molten gold.
Or
and
pee.
Say green for acid pools. So that's why I'd like to see colored water to add atmosphere.
Okay. That makes sense. Yes. Pretty good. What about like muddy water or something?
Yeah, puddles, exactly, that kind of thing.
Pee. Pee. Yeah, like yellow water.
Yeah,
we're going
yellow
too far.
Snow.
We're going too far. Stop. Yeah. Oh, just stop.
We went too far.
Stop.
We went over the edge.
Yes.
What?
We should just stand on the top, not go over and inside of it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's legit. Okay. All right. There you go. Right there.
Now I'm wondering why did you shoot it down last time? I can't even remember.
It was just like, meh, colored water.
pretty much.
Good to see you had some thought behind it.
Why? Because I thought it would be too distracting and too loud and fake and gaudy. But basically, like
wool blocks?
Yeah, kind of like wool blocks. It's like you have this hot pink water, and then you have this lime green water, and you have red, and it's just ridiculous because, you know, it doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
It's just color, just to be color. But I like Astragalis because it's actually like an acid pool or a real reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, people are still going to abuse it and make crappy looking things if they can. It's just like having a good artist versus a bad artist. As long as they can't do cobblestone colored water, we'll be okay, I think.
Yeah. Yes, that would be really boring water.
Do you think we're going to get to E3 and Notch is going to go, what do you have against cobblestone?
No.
And then he'll be like, that's the only reason why you're here for that question. Now go home.
He'll be like, hot cobblestone burn baby.
Oh, keep going, Mark.
Okay,
number four. I think this one would be good for Wes's big fat toolkit for games. Programmable regions which confer different effects. So kind of like when you have World Edit and World Guard, where you can select a region using the wooden axe. With this, you can set attributes for the region. So for example, if you wanted to do a rapid spleef arena, you could set it so that picks would do one hit of damage. Or like for a paintball type game, you could have it so it's a one hit kill. And do things like PvP regions as well. So you walk into an area and it's suddenly PvP or whatever. So, you know, only the admins would be able to change them. And non-admins and mods can still view which effects are set. And I think that would be a great addition to the game to add more features and things.
Yep. I agree with that. I think you could make like caverns that do damage over time. So you wouldn't want to hang out in a cavern next to a pool of lava, you know, because it's too hot.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
I'd also like to see some modders, something, work on an overlay display for admins. Like, so you could see areas that you've affected visually, like, easily. You know, turn it on and off.
That would be a huge help.
But to be able to see just visually, okay, this section, and you would see it with however it was laid out, like a green whatever on top, has these things incorporated, PvP, blah, blah, blah. But it would all be visual, and you just run around and see it, and then easily mark items to change and stuff. But anyway,
Get
on it.
And if you do copy and pasting You can see what the region you have selected maybe turns a pale green, you know, so you can see I have these blocks selected, you know, and then, you know, where you might paste them, where, you know.
Well, and one step further, maybe you could even see, like, the opacity really low or high, low, on the item that you're pasting in, so you can see it as you're moving your cursor and actually place it exactly where you want and go bing. Yep.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. I like it.
Very good.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
And last but not least, just a little thing to do with maps. You should be able to move them down to the side, because when you've either got them all the way up or all the way down, but you can't see where you're walking. So I think at the very lowest, it should just move off to the side so you can see where you're walking, so you're not plunging into holes when you're trying to fill in the map.
Oh, well, but you can't do anything. I mean, you can't do anything when you have the map up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still want to be able to look where you're going.
Yeah, I think just drop to something else, like a shovel, run a bit, and if you need to fill in that space, pop over to the map.
Yes.
Just like a wheel scroll back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I
think...
I was doing so well.
Hey, like 2 out of 16 or something. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So Mikey wants female zombies. He says there's too much testosterone on the server. Zombies don't have testosterone. They are hormoneless. Mm. And I really don't know where you got this crazy idea that zombies had hormones.
Yeah, female zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just
more variety in zombies.
Yeah.
So all the zombies didn't look the same? No, yes.
Two different zombies with just different skins.
So I want like 50 different ones.
Yeah, why not, right? They're all dead people.
Yeah. Maybe some are missing an arm or something.
Yeah, zombie cow, zombie dog,
hey,
zombie
dragger. That's a cool idea.
Maybe like get a dragger that's just a torso.
Ooh, freaky. And he's walking along with
that
on
would
his
be
hands.
Freaky. You like open your door and you're like, I heard a zombie out here, and he's like crawling at your feet.
Yeah,
like maybe they can't hurt you like that or something unless you fall down and they start eating your brain.
They can totally bite your kneecaps off.
Yeah.
Oh, now you made me snort. Thanks.
Awesome.
Wait, can you replay that snort for us, Eric?
Over and over again.
Maybe you could make a nice break beat with it.
Yeah.
Nice. I hate you guys so much right now.
You are now officially part of the Shaft.
Okay, so also we have something here from Liam, who wants light sensor and solar panels. Sun powers the lights, sensors activates them at night. Is that getting too like modern?
He wants a little.
I think that's legit. Since you have day and night cycles, you might as well have something that you can, I guess, interact with the blocks. I mean, right now, day and night, what does it do? It brings mobs out, right? Does it really do anything else?
Yeah, but I don't really think we need light sensors. I don't think we need the little yard lamps that come on when the night when it becomes daylight. I don't think that's important.
I think it's cool. I think lighting is kind of ugly during the day and really amazing at night. Why not have it to where maybe pistons can be solar powered as well, and it could push lights into place. So everything is nice and clean during the day. At night, boom, nice and lit up like Disney World. Isn't that cool? Why not?
Are you just staring? Well, I'm always kind of a little, I don't know, confused maybe the word. Y'all know this. I'm just a confused guy. But, not just said in the past that he wants to keep the world kind of in this fantasy world. But what confuses me is kind of like Red Dust and that sort of stuff kind of has amped it up where... Is that really still in that fantasy genre? Is it fantasy? Maybe I'm just misunderstanding what he's talking about with that. Yeah. But the whole lights and solar power seems to kind of go beyond that for sure.
A little, yeah.
But is it kind of just a game idea where it's like, okay, it would be kind of a pain in the butt if you made torches on and off and had to relight them like with flint. It'd give you use for flint, right? If you had to go around and light all your torches every day after it rained or whatever, I think was the talk at one point, and that's why you'd have hooded lanterns and stuff. Right. So I don't know. I think it's kind of just a game design issue where if he does want to go kind of a step past fantasy or just completely say, look, it's not fantasy, it's not real world, it's not this, it's Minecraft. Just get over it. And yes, maybe we'll put in solar power, maybe we'll put in wireless. It has nothing to do with anything, but we want the game to be cool.
Well, you're not going to be able to power your flying pigs without solar panels. That's all I'm going to have to say.
Yeah.
You'll need that gas.
Until he puts plutonium into the game.
Yep. You want to read this next one, Mark?
Okay, this one's from Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Lore items and lore. Enchanted swords and armor and boss dungeons with lore behind them.
I think that might be a really cool mod. I don't think I would want that in the game itself, but like, what if you could create something that basically it was a like a crowdsourced dungeon mod. So periodically, you know, as you're generating the land, a dungeon might get spawned, and that dungeon was created by somebody else. You get my drift?
And when we're talking dungeons, we're not talking about just the, you know, four walled rooms with a treasure chest and spawner.
Yeah,
dungeon.
I'm talking about something a little more complex.
Like levels and bosses. And
yeah. I don't know. I think there might be some cool stuff there.
Yeah. Only if you're a wizard.
I think I'd rather see it as a part of the adventure pack. Like, you know, the DM sets it all up and stuff. But I don't know about having the official lore of Minecraft being into the game. I almost think that might kind of destroy the mystique of the game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's better to,
because you really don't know what's going on. I mean, there's really no reason for you to be all by yourself on a beach,
right?
You know,
let the gamers make the story up.
Yeah,
but are you differentiating between single play and multiplayer? Like, does it matter? Do you think maybe single play might have room for an adventure mode where it does have kind of a storyline, and then your servers, you can pick and choose what you want on there from it?
You know, I wasn't thinking about single player at all. I suppose you could. I suppose in that instance, you could have packs from Mojang, or maybe just a pack that someone else creates. You know,
I do think it might be cool to have some more powerful monsters that form that spawn in dungeons, and that, you know, like when you find them, instead of charging in with your sword and trying to, you know, it might be, hey, I need to plan for this. And so you wall it off and, you know, come back later. Some more powerful monsters might be interesting.
I think there's some leeway here for some really cool stuff on dungeons and then the adventure mode. I mean, I could see something almost in like a civilization type thing, like where there's some really complex, what am I thinking? Like recipes that you could do that if you created it, it would move you into the next kind of era. So you get away from this, you start off in this fantasy pre-era. But if you made this thing, and maybe it even will let you know, look, if you make this, it'll move you into the next era, and then all the monsters and all the blocks, everything changes skins to this next era, where you can even move it forward all the way to like a futuristic thing, if you
ages
want.
Ages of Minecraft.
Right, so it's like you have the choice to play in which age, because this recipe is, you know it, right? You know you have to be a, but still you have to play to still get pieces, so it's difficult.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know.
I do too. Ding.
I don't know what that has to do with the other, but it was hard to think about that. So how about this one from, did you want to read it?
From Maz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Extreme Beyond in the house. He says, how about you find a random mob in game named Edison, and then he gives you the ability to create or to craft light bulbs.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a joke. I don't know.
I think it's okay. It's an Australian thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not terrible. I. It's okay. I mean.
Sorry. Oh. Hey, it's what the official sound. The buzzer speaks for itself.
We can't do anything about that.
Yeah, buzzer is actually sitting in a red buzzer phone thing in L.A. right now in Notch's room, and he's listening in. And when sometimes he has to hit it.
Yeah.
Buzz
it.
It's not us. I just want to make that extremely clear.
Well, let's get into something intense.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense. Dr. Zoidberg.
Hey, it's me, Dr. Zoidberg. All right. I don't know what's going on today. We got some sightings here. You want to go down these sightings?
Sure. First, there were some tissue boxes submitted by Aleph Null, and they're by Snotty Bots, and they are Minecraft tissue boxes, and they are for putting your boxes of tissue in.
These are cool. You can get the cobblestone, the dirt, the dispenser cube, which is great.
which is on its side. That's awesome.
It's on its side.
I want the TNT one, so that way I can say I'm always blowing my nose.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I like that.
That's cool. It looks like they're made out of cloth. And
yep. Yeah, that's cool. And next here we got...
Welsh Pixie did a video. I can't remember who it was that discovered that the Sky Realm code is already in the game.
It was her boyfriend.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
And so she made a video of exploring the Sky Realm, which we had some pictures of a couple of weeks ago, I think it was.
This looks really cool.
And it basically it's just, you know, big floating hunks of land that you can, you know.
And she gets stuck in like this missing chunk.
Oh.
A floating missing chunk in the Sky World. Yeah, that's great looking. That's cool.
Yeah, there's been an update now, actually. Rusty Broomhandle, her boyfriend, has actually managed to implement it on the Minecraft Workbench server using Multiverse.
Nice.
Ah.
So anyone who's playing on there can go to the Sky Realm.
Wow. That's cool. I want to go hang out. Also, here is a... Oh, yeah, this is crazy. A YouTube player. And it's basically, it's like a PDA. It's like a, it's a replacement for your map in-game as you're holding it, but you can play YouTube videos on it. And someone coded it, and as far as I know, I can't find the, I don't know if this is made public, or if it is, I'd love to know about it, but it's over SMP as well. It's not a client mod, so... There's a command like slash YT.
Sorry, Eric.
Do you know about this?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. As I understand it, it's still a proof of concept, and it was put together by SK89Q, the one who made World Guard and World Edit.
Ah, right.
But it's still a proof of concept stage so far, but it looks amazing.
Well, cool. I hope they change that into like a block, like a TV block or something, so you can... You know, use your map in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you put it down
somewhere. And
it's pretty neat. And it's the color palette they chose is pretty cool because it's not full color, but it looks like it would belong in Minecraft. Pretty neat.
Cool.
And that's a video you can check out in the show notes. Also, the Earth. So who put this in here? Oh, yes. I think I might have. this is a downloadable map of the Earth, and it is fantastic looking. It's if you look at the cartograph of it, it is the planet. I mean, it is a map. It is very accurate. There's snow biomes, you know, in the northern hemisphere. I mean, there's sand biomes, of course, in Africa, and it's so well done. It's very detailed.
Now, about how big is this? Like, what kind of scale do we know? Because, like, would it take you like 20 minutes to kind of run from one end to the other, or would it take you like, you know, a day?
That is a good question. I know that Mount Everest is 121 blocks high. The sea level is adjusted to 40 blocks. So it's a very very mountainous, very very accurate as far as terrain. But, you know, I don't know how big. But it is for download. You can check it out.
We'll have links in the show notes.
Pop it up as an SMP or something, you know. Claim your land. I want America.
Cool. Maybe you could play Risk on it.
We could be in Alabama. We could have a little, you know, make the podcast studio there or something, you know?
The next video was submitted by SF Handyman, and it's called Minecraft Foo. And you can sort of interpret what goes on there. This is a hilarious video with some bad language in it, and I laughed out loud watching it.
Me too. I watched it twice.
Yeah. Yes. I definitely recommend this, and the link will be in the show notes.
Cool. And also, this is something that awesome. I believe Carl tweeted this. It's a Minecraft time-lapse building. There's a couple of these episodes that have been done by... this is actually featuring Fire Dragon 04. And, man, this is really cool. It's a time-lapse that spanned... What was it? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Two weeks. And it's just like this big town. It's the City of Arches.
I was really impressed by this. Basically, it shows them taking an area that was pretty cool and mm-hmm. building a bunch of stuff in it and just going and going and going. And the final product is attractive. Everything about it is just really great. I showed this off on my Facebook to people who don't normally play to try to show how creative some people are in the game. I think it's an excellent way to show people that, you know, people are taking this game to the next level.
Yeah, Hurricane Dylan in the chat room says 2 weeks. That's like 5 updates. That's true, right? You know, it's spanning the updates there. But yeah, incredible work there. I'd like to know what the seed is too, because they found an awesome place to build. Very cool.
Yeah, I saw that video. It's phenomenal just to look at the thing.
And this next one we have here is one very close to home here for Astrogali. It's the Minecraft Scribe. We've talked about it in the past, but this is a site that you do. Do you want to talk more about it? Or I guess you already have a little bit, huh?
Well, I did for the most part, yeah.
Well, we'll link to it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
There we go. And we also have a video that we got off the Reddit, the Shaft Reddit site. It's Steven's Minecraft Water Elevator Fix version 2. This was for 1.66, and he says, "Hello Wes, Eric, and Brent. This is my water elevator fix. Thanks for reading." So you're welcome.
We will link to it in the show notes. Your fix.
Yes, I'm watching it right now. I probably shouldn't be. All right, let's what are we doing?
Spider Dungeon Challenge by Wolf 21 and Easy.
This is cool. Okay, so I'm going to do this. This is a few weeks old, maybe a month old. This is posted in April. But you're supplied the seed, which is a bunch of numbers. It's kind of long. And first of all, you're not supposed to be playing in peaceful mode. But there's a scoring system for doing things like cooking a fish, riding a pig, making wool block out of string. Building a house out of mossy cobblestone. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you spawn next to something very dangerous.
Did I give it away by saying Spider Dungeon Challenge?
Very dangerous. Oh yeah, I guess you did. But yeah, you spawn right next to it. And we tried the seed out last week. Remember that, Brent?
Yes.
We tried it out. I didn't last very long, but I didn't realize, you know, there's this big challenge going on, and there's people posting videos and stuff, and I don't see why we don't go ahead and try to do this challenge and post it on our channel.
We
do
should.
Some fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm for it.
And get the high score, man. Yeah. So check out the show notes for this link so you can, and if you want to do it as well, you can always send us a video response to ours after we do it, and we'll approve it.
Cool. Okay.
Next up is All I Wanna Do Is Dig. Oh yeah. All I Do Is Dig, 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 No Matter What. This is Hodge Josh, a new Minecraft parody. Hip hop. It's good. I loved the song All I Do Is Win. I already liked the song a lot, and I was listening to it, and then he did this, and it's just like it's awesome. And there's a music video to go along with that, and a lot of Spawn folks were there. Aleph Null, Satori Love, DJ Rod, Imperialistic. I'm going down this big list of people that I'm probably going to leave someone out. Michael. Check this out. This is fun.
Now, Mark, you've been writing some parodies lately, but you haven't been actually recording them.
That's right, because I can't sing. I sing very flat, and there's not much power to my voice. So if anyone wants to record them, please feel free.
And you okay. can find those on your blog.
On the blog, yes. Yep. There's a link on there.
Sweet. So yeah, we'll have to turn those into songs. And lastly here we have...
When we're doing this full time, we'll do it.
Full time. So we have some highlights here from Capture the Record, held by Satori earlier this week. And this is from, let's see, who did this? Pretzelcast. And these are really excellent 7-minute chunks. And so check it out so you can get a feel for how the Capture the Record goes.
Sweet. And lastly, we have a Let's Play video. It's a big thank you and happy birthday to Notch from Paul Soares Jr. Very heartfelt, yeah. And it was a nice little listen to.
And, yep. And Notch tweeted back and said, "You're welcome."
What are you going to knock on?
My head.
Oh, wait. Is there someone knocking on their head? Hmm.
Oh.
Ow. Are you banging your head with something?
Housekeeping.
God.
Housekeeping.
That's a...
Pillow for mint.
That's kind of giving me a headache.
No, that doesn't... It's not that hard. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, God. It's horrible.
It's fine.
Now I know what's wrong with you.
So you made an app update, didn't you?
Yeah, but that was actually like weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Or a week ago or something. But, you know, if you don't have it yet, go out and get the Shaft app. We will be adding stuff. We'll probably add something during E3 to it, some videos or something. Some songs, some interviews, something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we're going to be next week is E3. That's the next thing under housekeeping. And then I guess today is the last day for the iTunes card. So go leave a review and you'll be added to the pool of randomness. That will be at least a $10 iTunes card. Woo! Which you can buy the app with.
Yep.
Awesome. And I assume the app probably works on iPods too, right? I haven't actually tried it.
An iPod Touch, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know why it wouldn't work, but yes.
And then lastly, the spleef registration is now open at theshaftpodcast.com. We've had about 50, I think, registrations already.
Nice.
So we got some people who want a spleef.
Building the big bracket.
Spleef! Spleef! And then you had something new here, Eric?
Yes, we continuously get the question of how to get on the Shaftlands. And yeah, we probably haven't even talked about it on the show in a little while, but how would you go about doing that? I'm just going to ask you.
I would go to either our forums, which are deadworkers.com/community, and there's a post there. There's a link on our page, theshaftpodcast.com, on the right side bar that will take you straight to the thread. We also have a site that doesn't get updated much, and we need to do it, theshaftlands.blogspot.com, I think. Anyway, you go there, there's a big thread on how to do it. It's got the rules, which have actually just been updated, so you might want to go back and reread the rules if you haven't in a while. It will explain some stuff. One of the major changes,
combo breaker,
is that even though the hosts have admin powers on the servers, we are kind of removing ourselves as admins. We're not the people to go to for server questions.
Yeah.
We're
just there to grief our players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
As admins.
Yes. Well, I brief. I do a little briefing.
Briefing?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's not good when it has its own term. Anyway. So, if you have issues with the server, talk to the mods. You're welcome, mods. And or go to the forums, reread the rules. If you've been banned and because we've been getting a lot of emails, hey, I've been banned. One, I think the server was kind of down or in a state between the patches where you would log in and it would say you were banned.
Yeah.
You're probably not really banned. So try to log in today if you're still banned. There's probably a good reason. Go to the forums and post or send one of the mods a PM. You better be polite about it or it's not going to help your case at all.
Yep.
But from us, they are the ones who run the server. We have full trust in them, and if they banned you, well, you were being a jerk.
Yeah. And I just want you to know that every single person who gets banned from our server, there are reports that are filed that we can all see. So when you go, hey, I didn't do anything, we know better. We have seen what you did. We got a report on what you did. And yeah, so don't think that you can just walk in and go, oh, hey, no.
That's right.
No. Well, and we're not going to unban you. The three of us are not going to unban you.
I have never argued with a single banning on our server.
Yeah. And I'm not about to. I'm going to say go talk to whoever banned you.
Yeah.
If they want to change their mind for some reason, then they can. But
yeah, so don't email us and send us YouTube messages and all this and tweets and all this stuff about getting on the server, because I mean there's a lot of it, and I mean quite frankly it's not going to the right place, and we have to just delete it. So yeah. I mean, if you're writing a long question about getting on the server, sorry, but that's not where you put it.
Yeah.
You know, it's what Brent said, you go to
there's very specific instructions in the forums.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's deadworkers.com/community. That's our forum.
And the thing is, I love getting, because in the directions, it tells you exactly how to get on the server. I mean, there's no like guesswork done.
Yeah.
And we still get emails that say, hey, I read the rules, all the rules, and I agree to them, and I really want to be on your server. And I'm like, oh, you didn't read them that well. Like, I almost want to go one step further and go, hey, go ahead and ban these guys, because they already didn't read the rules before they, you know, got added to
the
server.
We get iTunes reviews, too, that say, you know, hey, I'd like to join your server. Here's my username, and I don't grieve. Yeah. I'm a good guy. I'm like, that's not a review for a podcast. That's like a, you know.
Well, and we also get the ones that are angry about it. Like, I can't get on the server because I don't have iTunes. And I'm like, well, you know, you didn't read the rules, actually, because you don't have to have iTunes.
Yeah, you don't need iTunes. Yeah, yeah. So, we're just griping. But
yeah, we are just griping now. Let's end this thing. See ya.
Is that it?
Well, that would be pretty cold if you just
that would be.
Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a real pleasure to have
you. Thank you for inviting me. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
I know we sit here and babble a lot.
It's Babylon.
I enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't show up every week.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Did someone have a shout out in here before we move on?
I see one.
It's me. I put it in there.
Well, cool. You shout it out.
Like to send much love to the gaming vampires of the spawn.net, including Aleph Null, Satori Love, Tedinator, Imperialistic, and so many more. They make my lonely nights so much more fun. Thank you all.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yes, yes. We hang out in IRC a lot there, too. So go to the spawn.net. It's a good hangout. Everybody's good. Good stuff.
And if you want to see more from Astragali, you can follow him on Twitter at AstragaliUSA. Also, Minecraft Scribe, astragali.efx3.com. And you can email him at minecraftscribe@gmail.com. Did I miss anything there?
I opened that one just yesterday. No, you got everything. I opened the email account just yesterday, in fact, because I'm hoping to get contributions from people from wider in the community so I can write even more.
Oh, good. Very cool. Get that ink quill ready. No, you use a lava bucket and a quill, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yes, very nice. I want to just shout out and say thanks to Thief Knight. That free. For creating the graphic episode today. He drew an excellent picture of Astragali, and you will see that on the front there. It's pretty awesome.
How long is this episode so far, just out of curiosity?
Almost 2 hours, hour and 50, yes. Something like that. So yes, it is been a long one.
You remember when we were going to make these short? You remember that?
No, it's too long ago to remember that. Well, that's cool. That was it. And we can't wait to go to E3, and we will be ready and whatever. I'm just out of words. That's it. That is the end of the show.
Yeah.
That is done.
Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, that was great.
Bye. No. Shh.
What?
Bye.
No. No, really.
Bye.
Really. Bye. No. No. Bye. Stop. What are you doing?
Bye.
No. Bye. This is not welcome. Bye. I don't appreciate this.
Bye.
This is foolishness.
Bye.
Bye.
Is that farm animal noises?
Dead Workers Party Network. It's not radio. It's The Shaft.